You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Go ahead, make my film.
It's B-Movies, thanks to Metze Bar, your source for all things NZIFF, thanks to the best place to go before or after.
Woohoo! Let's talk about movies. Let's talk about the Hollywood and Avondale. Hi, Veronica, how are you?
Hi, I'm
great. Oh, sorry. There we go.
Hello. How are you?
Good, thank you. The Hollywood and Avondale, what a historical venue that is.
Yes, it's
historical,
beautiful
old cinema. What the hell's been going on lately?
Well, the cinema, it was built in 1915. It's the longest running...
1915?
Yeah. Yeah, and the building next
was
door that we also...
Was there cinema then? It's a long time ago, eh?
Yeah. The building next door that we also own was actually built in the late 1800s, and that's the building that has been used the longest in New Zealand as a cinema. Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So 2 years ago, Matt Timpson purchased the cinema and saved it from becoming apartments. Really
good
great.
On you. Good on you,
and since then, he's been doing all these beautiful renovations. Him and his brother, Ant Timpson, they own...
You might remember Ant Timpson from such things as last week on the big show.
Last week, yeah. Same yes. time, we talked to him about the film festival
oh,
as well.
Oh, yeah, very
that
good.
That is freaky choices. Yep.
Yes. they own the largest personal collection of film prints in the Southern Hemisphere. Which is amazing.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Surely that yes. deserves one of these. So.
Yes. And so we're going to be one of the only cinemas that can run 35mm film in New
wow.
Zealand. Yeah. And we're wow. really going to start curating our own programming around that.
It's quite a responsibility.
Yes. Yeah. But it's about preserving the movie-going experience.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
All of us who love movies, it's really important to make sure we keep that alive, especially today. So the building's beautiful. There's like new projection and sound. We've changed our screen so we can do concerts on the stage. So we've been doing that a lot over the past year.
Cool.
We had Nadia Reid recently.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We had Nadia Reid recently, and we have some really great ones coming up as well, like Chick 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 and some really
what?
Cool things. Yes. Yes.
Hold on a second. I love Chick Chick Chick.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome. So, and we're very excited to have the film festival in. This is kind of a great time for us to really reopen after all the renovations. So we're
yeah.
going to have some really cool programming in for that, and we're going to do some of our own stuff coming up as well.
We really do have a lack of, I mean, but we've got the Civic, basically, that's it, haven't we? And then
yeah.
everything else is zip. Everything else just got all modernized. And then we realize that modernized looks a bit dumb. And then escalators, eh? Have some more escalators. And but that's how important to keep this building alive and thriving like this. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So what do you do? What's your role there at Hollywood?
Matt's had me come on. I'm actually from real Hollywood in Los Angeles.
Oh,
I grew up there.
Yeah,
and I've come on just to help manage this reopening and support us having the film festival in. I'm very passionate about, you know, preserving the cinema going experience. So, and I really want to work with him on making this really a haven for film lovers and especially filmmakers in Auckland. Like, we want it to be a place you can come learn about film, see some really weird stuff that you can't see anywhere else, because Ant and Matt's collection really has a lot of interesting things that only they have and only you can see on screen. And they have tons of weird trailers.
Those are the best.
Yeah, and at the concerts we show them in between.
Sometimes it's
the
better
bands.
Just to see the trailer too.
Oh my God.
Because
yeah.
some of the movies, some, you're watching a weird movie, can sometimes you can get about 20 minutes into a real weird one and go, oh no. And
they're
start
so
judging
good.
Yourself, you know?
They also had the movie marathon
yeah.
recently, and just beautiful films, some of which were on legit film, celluloid,
yes.
and then in between every now and again you got Matt's collection of trailers lovingly spliced together, and
yeah.
it was just really a very special thing.
Yeah, it's really cool. It really brings you back to a different era, so it's going to be really unique showing all these things. Like, we really want it to be, you know, people who love music, people who love film, art. We really want to do a very unique curation of things there.
Well, you have those. I suppose you would know these because you're from abroad.
Yes.
But there used to be these ads back in the old days at the movies that were terrible. The worst ads ever. Like, the hungry horse. Come on now, why not come down for a meal or a salad at the hungry... Just these ridiculous... The Val Morgan ones you want to talk about?
Sorry. The Val Morgan ones.
The bike shop. with your hosts, Jan and Dominic.
I'm sure we have weird things like that for sure. And also, like, interesting movies like The Room. Do you guys know that movie?
Absolutely.
We totally want to bring back screenings of that one, and we have it in 35. So definitely look out for that.
Do I not know The Room?
You know The Room.
Did you give me the weirdest look just then when I said that? Do I know The Room?
You've probably heard of it. It's like known as one of the most epically horrible films ever made. And the guy who made it is like, and it's, but it's so bad, it's good. It's totally one of those things. Yeah. And the filmmakers.
Bad and circles around right to the other side where it becomes good again.
Yeah, and the filmmaker's like very, you know, he just thinks it's the greatest thing. I don't know.
Everyone's saying, oh, it's so bad, it's good. And then he goes, I suppose I'll make my next one as shit as that one then.
But it's the real community thing that you miss when you all watch things at home. Like, you go to a screening of The Room and everybody together, there are rituals. For example, for no good reason, there's a framed photo of a teaspoon.
For no good reason.
Well, all right. It's a little
I can see the meaning behind that.
But when you're with a group of people who know this film, you're surrounded by people who've brought their own teaspoons along, and whenever you see a picture of that framed photo, people hurl spoons at the screen. It's a lovely family community outing.
Yeah.
This happens at all these movies now with the spoons.
Get off the grass, Sarah. It happens all the time.
So the Hollywood's, it's open-minded.
Yes. Certainly. Yeah. Like, totally, extremely open-minded. We want to push the boundary. We want to do different things there that you not see anywhere else. And we're going to, want to do kids things, like people of all ages. Like I said, we really want to encourage filmmakers to come there because it's a great place for you to, rent out the venue, see your own film on screen, things like that. Yeah,
and just trumpet the importance of film in modern lifestyle. Really, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you guys are a new venue, this is obviously your first time in the film festival. What's your role going to be within the film festival?
Everything.
Apart from showing off your cool cinema?
Yes, yeah. I'm going to be managing the venue, so I'll be there every day. Anyone come say hi. And just making sure everything's running right up there. Because, we're just opening now. We're not open, like, regularly like all the other cinemas in town yet. So we're going to have a really cool concessions bar. We're partnering with a lot of really interesting vendors in town selling vegan
stuff. Sounds quite boutique.
Yes, very boutique. I'll just be on the ground making sure all the films get started on time. Everyone's happy. Everyone's having a great time. We're going to, because we're out in Avondale, we're going to be... Our concessions bar is going to be a really fun place to hang out before and after the movie, too. We're going to have, drinks and stuff to make sure you don't just want to go home afterwards.
A destination. What sort of films are you guys going to be playing as part of the festival?
Oh, well, the one I'm most excited about is The Love Witch, which we are showing in 35mm, and it's the only film the festival is showing in 35. I saw this movie last year at another festival, and it is incredible. Every woman needs to come see this movie. It's it literally looks like it's from a different era, but it's set in modern times about a modern witch, and it's hilarious. Like, the audience I was with, I remember, was just laughing the whole time and really enjoying themselves. So and I don't think it ever actually ran here in New Zealand, so this is a great opportunity to see this one. Another one I'm also personally excited about is A Risk by Laura Poitras. She's the director of Citizen 4, which is a documentary about Edward Snowden. Mm-hmm. She's an incredible filmmaker.
Great documentary, that one.
Yeah. She's very talented, very important to us, I think, and I'm really excited to see that one. Sofia Coppola's new film, The Beguiled. I'm excited
to
see
that. That's a remake, right, of an old Clint Eastwood film, very intense.
Yeah, it does. And she was like the second woman to win Best Director at Cannes this year. So that's really exciting.
For that movie?
Yeah.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah. Cool. And then Ant's program is going to be really amazing. He has a secret screening, and
that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, all kinds of
stuff. So you're rocking a website, obviously. If one rocks a website.
You can definitely find all the film festival things on nziff.co.nz. Has the Avondale got a Hollywood Avondale got a website as well?
Actually, it's a little under construction, but we do have an amazing Facebook page that you guys can go
God.
To. And we're also doing, if anyone wants to come see the cinema before the festival, we're doing a screening this Sunday of Wonder Woman that's going to be a sort of special screening female empowerment thing. We're hosting a full moon women's circle before the screening.
Hello.
And the film is a fundraiser for this great organization called the Kindness Institute that works with women in prisons and youth to do mindfulness and meditation. So that's going to be really cool. So it's a great chance to come. If you've seen Wonder Woman, come see it again. If you haven't seen it, this is a great chance to see it in a beautiful, cinema palace.
Cool.
And we're going to do a contest on our Facebook today to win 2 passes. So go find us at Hollywood Avondale on Facebook.
Awesome. Right, we're going to come back very shortly with Amelia's going to be reviewing The Love Witch. Just straight off the back of that there. Ooh, hope it's a good review. Thanks for coming in, Veronica.
Thanks.
This is Mono Neon. Tell me that this love ain't real, please. Hi, Amelia, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm very excited to talk about The Love Witch.
The Love Witch! I don't know anything about it apart from I'm hearing massive accolades. Do you also have accolades?
So many accolades. It's the best new movie I've seen in a very long time, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a very bold claim.
It's very, very good.
Better than Alien Covenant?
I think it definitely is going to appeal to some people more than others. It's a very particular film, but...
It's obviously a beautiful looking film.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's like cinematically. So you'll see reviews where it gets compared to a lot of like exploitation films, and it's got a little bit in common with like Russ Meyer and things like that. But it's more like visually like.
Oh, that's why I like Russ Meyer though, because I mean, it's all on the surface it's all just boobs and guns and stuff. And but stylistically, there's a thing to it which is quite cool. You know?
Yeah, it's got a little bit of that going for it, but it's also got a lot of kind of like old Hollywood. It's got a lot of like Hitchcock in there. Probably the closest thing that it's like is those old like cult really ambitious horror movies like The Wicker Man and those Italian horror movies like the Dario Argento ones. And
is it a family movie?
No,
The Love Witch.
No, not really. It's not really a family movie.
So a date movie,
possibly.
If you're very bold, I mean. I've been on dates to some movies that were inappropriate. I would say this was more appropriate than Blue is the Warmest Color. That was bad. that was rough. It's
awkward.
Very. Yeah. it's got a lot of violence and nudity and sex.
This is the best movie.
Drugs.
This is the best movie you've seen for a long time. It's got lots of violence and nudity, sex and drugs.
Yeah, it's got all the good stuff.
Yeah.
It's probably the only movie.
Laughs? You will... It's got laughs? It's
got,
we laugh?
It's got loads of laughs.
Loads of laughs.
Also a little bit of sadness as well.
Yeah, lots of sadness. It's about a woman who kind of tries to use magic to find men and ends up accidentally killing them with her powerful love spells.
When I was watching Lord at Glastonbury the other day, she says on stage that she's a witch, and then she very quickly says, a good witch.
A good one.
Yeah, I wonder if she's going to use her powers for evil or good.
Well,
a good witch, she's expecting. But you're never going to say, I'm a witch, and by the way, I'm an evil witch. I mean, surely if you're an evil witch, you tell people you're a good witch. So I don't know.
She always dresses in black, though. That's surely a bad witch.
She was in Violet, little fairy Violet thing.
That seems also like a bad witch to me.
Speaking of dressing, a lot of amazing, amazing clothing in this film as well. Because Annabella, the director, she's like a multi-hyphenate, right? She's also an art director. And
yeah, so she did the costumes and the set design for it. And the set design is incredible. There's all kinds of like really beautifully made rugs with occult designs on them and things like that.
Are you seriously talking about the rugs in a movie?
Oh, dude, when you see this rug.
It's so beautiful. The rug made me cry.
Mike's face right now.
It's
is
a really.
We need to talk about your rug problem. the rugs made me cry.
So
good
the,
God. Okay.
So like, I think like a lot of when you talk about this movie, it's hard not to talk about the witches part. But I mean, really, it's a lot about gender stuff, and that is kind of like the main thing that it's about, and is very strange to watch about it. It's kind of like a satire on gender roles almost.
Do you leave the cinema feeling that you've been schooled? Or
I feel like
awakened,
you leave the cinema feeling
enlightened, perhaps.
Maybe bad about the world.
A little bit.
Cool.
Yeah.
But in like a good like horror movie bad about the world, not in a kind of like what's the Inconvenient Truth bad about the world?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it's
but it was, yeah, it's got that wonderful sadness because she obviously has all this power, but ultimately trying to use power to gain a dude, and you're like, babe, you're so powerful, do you need to do that?
Yeah, I mean, like, the way I kind of have been thinking about it is that it's like she is this weird like embodiment of all of the like all of the things that people think of as like feminine and like womanhood, and then you see the movie through her eyes and you see how like horrible and shit it is, because all of like just all these horrible things happen and all these men like fall in love with her because she's perfect, and then they hate her because she is a woman, and it's real intense. But it's also got lots
sounds
of
like
blood
men,
and
like
stuff.
Men come out pretty
some of them are lovely. It's just this constant confusion, and the film ends up being quite sad because there's a whole lot of people with very good intentions in a stunning, stunning world just kind of not really managing to make connections because of what they think they should be as opposed to what they actually are.
Now, if that hasn't tempted you to go and see The Love Witch, I don't know what will. That is a good comprehensive discussion about that movie. That's just one of the movies in the New Zealand International Film Festival.
Grabbing a piece of paper so I could tell you that The Love Witch plays at the NZIFF on July the 21st at the Hollywood Avondale, which we've just been talking about with Veronica, and that's the only session in which you can see it on glorious 35mm celluloid. It also plays the 22nd at Event Cinemas Queen Street and the 26th at Event Cinemas Queen Street. So only three chances and only one to see it in beautiful, beautiful film.
And it's super rad.
Thank you, Amelia. Thank you very much, Amelia.
You've been listening to B-Movies, thanks to Metso Bar.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.